Masechet Kelim Perek Kaf He Mishnah Dalet. Here we'll talk about a large piece of wood that has two sides to it, two containers carved in next to each other. One of them holds a larger amount, a rova, and the other amount holds half of a rova. Mishnah says, Harova va hatzi harova, a container wood that has two containers in it. One of them could hold a rova and the other could hold a half of a rova. Nitma harova, lo nitma hatzi harova. If the rova container became tameh by touching tameh liquid, the half rova container is not tameh. Nitma hatzi harova, lo nitma harova. If the half rova container became tameh from liquid, the rova container is not tameh. Each container is considered to be separate and distinct, and the outside of the other container. So when one of them becomes tameh, the other one does not, because it's only the outside of the other one. The students of Rabbi Akiva understood differently. They always understood that if you have two containers built into one utensil, one of them, which is the primary one, has to be the inside, and the secondary one is always the outside. And therefore, they asked the question to Rabbi Akiva, Amruli Fre Rabbi Akiva, Ho'il v'hatzi harova ahorayim larova. They said, since most of the utensil here is the rova size container, it's the majority, it's the main part, and therefore it's the inside, the half rova container is the outside, and therefore if the rova container became tameh, the half rova container should become tameh as well, since the rova should technically be the inside. If that became tameh, the outside, which is the half rova, should be considered to be tameh as well. Keli shenitma tocho lo nitma ahorav. If the inside of the utensil becomes tameh, does not the outside automatically become tameh as well with it? Amar lahen, Rabbi Akiva responded, Shilkat kod minhi. When they would sit in front of Rabbi Akiva to learn Torah, they would sit in all different rows. And he answered these students who were asking, the kat, the group of students who were kodem, who were all the way in front, they sit in front, they asked me that question already. And I answered them the following, oh, Shema harova ahoraim lahatzi harova. Maybe the rova is the outside of the half rova. In other words, even if I would agree with you that one of these two containers is the primary one and the other is the secondary one, one is always the inside and the other is the outside, why are you giving the rova, the bigger container, this primary spot? Maybe that's the secondary one. Maybe when somebody needs half of a rova, they only want the half a rova, and therefore that's the primary one, even though it's less volume there. And the rova, the bigger one, would be considered to be secondary to it, and that would be the outside. In other words, you can't really pick one as the primary one because it's all about the utility to each person. You could view each one as the main one, therefore you could consider neither of them the main one. And therefore, the original ruling of the Mishnah is correct. When either container touches tameh liquid, the container is tameh that it touched, but the other container is not. Keli shenitme'u ahorav lo nitma tocho. The outside of the utensil becomes tameh, its inside is not tameh. So therefore, we look at these as two distinct things. They're both their own inside, and therefore the other one is the outside to it.